Welcome back, everybody, to Money Mindset, the chat where we talk about money, where it is so important that we continue this conversation, ultimately recognizing where everything comes from. Because when we can internalize the fact that, yes, we put ourselves in positions to be able to succeed, and yes, we do our hishtadlus, but ultimately everything is coming from above, we will be happier people. And I know I say this all the time, but it's not just me who's continuously repeating this idea. We know in tefillah, every single day, we ask for the same things over and over, and then we go into modim, and Chazal teach us the reason why we have to have it in the way in which we do is because all of these things that we are constantly asking for are things that we can easily forget are coming from above. We go through the course of our day, and sometimes we forget where everything's coming from, so it's so important to have that reminder three times a day. We go through Shmona Esrei 100 times a day. We make different brachos to go and remind ourselves of this concept that everything is coming from above. And especially as the markets somehow continue to tank, as there's just so much volatility and inflation and there's so much uncertainty in the world, it is even more crucial that we continue to go ahead and have this conversation. And as we sit here just a short time before Pesach, let's take a look at what Pesach teaches us in terms of our money mindset chat. And whereas by Purim, we spoke about how Purim is all about Emunah, and even though Hashem's name is not mentioned in the Megillah, the whole story is just about God, Pesach is a more explicit mention of Hashem. The Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo famously tells us that Yetzias Mitzrayim is something that we allude to all the time, whether it's in Kiddush, whether it's by Tzitzis, by Tefillin, whatever it may be, we are constantly referring back to Yetzias Mitzrayim because Yetzias Mitzrayim was that moment in history, and the entire episode of the Makos leading till when we left was a time in history when it was so clear that not only did Hashem create the world, not only does Hashem know what's happening in the world, but Hashem interacts with every second of every day in this world. And that is no different than it is today. It wasn't that, oh, Hashem was with us and now he's left us. Hashem doesn't care as much about our day-to-day details. Hashem cares about every single thing that happens in our day. And this is why in our tefillah, we channel every single thought that we're having, every stress, whatever it is that we're thinking about, we channel that towards discussing with Hashem. Hashem cares about every single cent that we have. Hashem cares about every possession that we have, and we have to think like that. And this is what Pesach is all about. Pesach, the night of the Seder, is all about enhancing our emunah and bitachon. One of the hardest mitzvos that we interact with in our lexicon of mitzvos is actually feeling as if we left Mitzrayim on the night of the Seder, because the bottom line is we didn't. And the bottom line is we're sitting there and we're hopefully going to have our families and our food and our this and our that and whatever it may be. And we don't necessarily feel the avdus, but it's our job to look internally, because on Pesach night, we become free people. Rabbi Dr. Abraham J. Tversky would constantly talk about how we are all slaves to something. Especially nowadays, I think we can relate to this in a way that's different than other generations. For me, slaves to my phone, slaves to my whatever it may be, but people are slaves to their temptations, to their jobs, to their desires, to their thoughts, to their this, to their that. We're slaves to our money sometimes, how sometimes it just consumes all of our thoughts. Our moods are determined by whether the market is doing well or not. Our focus is determined on whether we have this or we have that. We have a chance to become free people. Ein lecha ben choren ela misha osek batorah. When we recognize our purpose and what we're here for. And of course money's important. And of course we have to be able to support ourselves. Of course we have to work hard and put ourselves in positions to be able to succeed. But when we're able to free ourselves and let go and let God, as Rabbi Goldberg likes to say, that we're able to just recognize that we have what we're supposed to have. Hashem has carefully picked that which we are supposed to have and not supposed to have. Again, I know government bailout, whatever it may be, but you see the banks, you could think you have X and all of a sudden it's just gone like that. And the opposite is true as well. Anything can turn on a dime. Hashem has the ability and the capacity to do anything at any time. When we are able to free ourselves and just let God run the show, we will be happier people. There are so many things that we're supposed to be thinking about on Pesach, but number one and most important is we are supposed to recognize where it's all coming from. We're supposed to work on freeing ourselves, and it's not supposed to just be oh, one night and that's it. It's supposed to last us for as long as we possibly can allow it to last us for. When we're inviting people into the Seder, as we're already sitting at our table in Halach Ma'anya, Rabbi Jacobson points out that we're also inviting ourselves. It's not necessarily a real invitation, because who's going to be coming at that time? It's not actually what we're referring to in terms of inviting others. It's inviting ourselves to take stock of who we are and what we're all about, and to see what can we do on Seder night to become freer people. This is our goal. This is what we're trying to do. Mirtz Hashem, we'll be able to keep this money mindset, to be able to keep this perspective, and have an amazing Pesach of being the freest people possible. Have a great, great day.